A book is secured by binding material, sandwiched firmly between pallets of cardboard and swaddled in a dust jacket. Commentator Andrei Cădrescu, no stranger to books as reader or writer, wants his books in full dress mode.
Can somebody explain to me why certain libraries remove book jackets? The results look like plucked birds. You can't tell a chicken from a pheasant. All that's left are lumps of text without author photo, bio, blurbs, or cover art. What do librarians do with the jackets? Do they take them home and wallpaper their modest houses? Or is there an illicit trade in these things, sort of like baseball cards? Books without jackets are slobs, as they used to say in the old days about men without jackets. In the 60s, when everything went to rack and ruin, men took off their jackets for good. That's when the old days ended. The downslide was vertiginous. At first, sweaters replaced jackets, then long-sleeved shirts, then the sleeves got rolled up, then everything puddled into the t-shirt. In California, even the t-shirt came off, though most restaurants, to their credit, require some kind of cloth over large bellies. I'm just trying to establish a timeline here. Did librarians start ripping out book jackets at about the time dress codes relaxed in the 60s? It's a shaky analogy, I know, because jackets on men are replaced by something, whereas book jackets in libraries haven't. Removing a book jacket is, let's face it, castrating. Which brings us back to the old conundrum of libraries and censorship. Are librarians censoring the book jacket information to keep children from looking at authors' pictures? Authors aren't that good looking, most of them aren't anyway, but if there is one thing we know about authors, it's this: they are perverts. Until the 60s, authors on book covers were depicted smoking cigarettes and or holding a highball. After the 60s, cigarettes became uncool and alcohol a no-no, so authors slid out of their jackets and had themselves photographed looking like they couldn't wait to get out of there to have a smoke and a drink. Repression. Somewhere between the men's peeling off their jackets and the general decay of manners in our time lies the answer to the castration of books in libraries. Or is there some other explanation?
Poet Andrei Cădrescu is author of Casanova in Bohemia, a novel.